For a year, Franz Fernley has been in Libya to develop a Mediterranean resort hotel. He and his wife lived in a protected compound 17 kilometers west of Tripoli. At night, they heard protesters and gunshots.
It wasn't an automatic, or they weren't firing rapidly anyways. And next thing you know, it'd be quiet.
He had no luck contacting the airlines, so he Skyped his mother in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. She booked two tickets to Rome.
The only thing I saw was on the way to the airport, we saw one burnt up tractor trailer.
Franz's wife, Erica, says the airport was a tense scene.
A lot of anger, a lot of screaming, a lot of yelling, and a lot of shoving and pushing.
She says once they took off, everyone passed out. They're happy to be home, but still concerned about construction workers from Korea and Bangladesh who remain in Libya. From Pompton Lakes, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.